could just open in prayer. Our God and Father, we come to you. We thank you for the day that you have given to us and for your open word. And we pray now that as we would continue this subject, this last study, you would just go before, encourage us, guide us, and direct us by your Spirit, we pray. And we just thank you again for the privilege we have to be gathered here together again. In your name we pray. Amen. So we're on the last study of the day, and it's apparent that when we finish here, the subject just begins in a real way. We'll never exhaust this subject, and actually any subject in the scripture is inexhaustible. But what a privilege we've had already today just to be here, to be under the sound of the word, and to see God's grace in the past, in the present, in our daily lives, and now as we look into the last study, into the future. And here, we talked about last study. We're living in the present and the grace of God that helps us for the day in which we live. We get discouraged in the day in which we live, and there's obstacles and challenges, and we said too, this is a heart issue. We daily pick up his cross to follow him in the world in which we live. But we have a hope. And this hope is his soon return. And when he returns and calls us into glory, his grace doesn't end there. Because we'll spend the endless ages of eternity exploring his grace. And that's an encouraging thought. And we had in the beginning that his grace was before we were ever here, before the man was ever here, before the creation was ever here. God's grace was already, it's his character, was already in motion. And when we get there to eternity, it will continue to stay in motion. And so here we see God's heart toward us in that he's planned everything. It's all of himself. And now he's given us a hope. Because we could say, like in the last study, well, we're trying to get rid of these negative things, worldly lust and ungodliness. To what point? And then we could say, well, we're supposed to live soberly and righteously. And I forget the third one just now off the top of my head. I'm not there. And godliness. Thank you. And to what point? And the point is to be conformed to his image and to live in the good of that. So in this study, let me just get to back to Titus here. Looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. And we have that day, as we have in 1 Thessalonians. We look forward to the day, and we can live in the good of that, knowing that his grace will bring us to that expected day, and then we won't be hindered. When we're there in the glory, we won't be hindered by the flesh, as we had. And Brian, you brought up, we can't improve the flesh. It is what it is, and we're in that. But when we're in the glory, we'll have a new body, and we'll be able to fully explore all that he has given through his grace. And that's the thought there, zealous of good works. And in it's in the outline, but not necessarily part of the reading, which was in Philippians chapter 3. Very, very similar thoughts to Titus. Sorry. Chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. For our citizenship is in heaven. Our final destination is heaven, not here. And how do we live today? Are we living for the moment here, which is all going to pass away? Or are we living in the good of the citizenship in which we have, which is in heaven, from whence we look for the Savior? Are we looking for the Savior today? Or are we trapped in the world that we're in? We're discouraged. Let's not be discouraged, as we had in Thessalonians 4. So much more as you see the day approach. Encourage one another in the things that we have before us today. So as we open up this study, let us look at the character of the heart of God toward us in eternity past, where we started, to eternity future, where we'll be forever in his presence.